India's Adani Group
have in fact lost a 46,000 crore.
Hardenberg Research has published a report.
The conglomerate engaged in market manipulation and accounting fraud.
The report is a malicious combination of selective misinformation.
Gautam Adani, the third richest man in the world and chairman of billion-dollar empire Adani Group, has been accused of pulling the largest fraud in corporate history. War rages on. Two unlikely titans face off. In one corner is beloved billionaire Gautam Adani and Indian conglomerate Adani Group, a behemoth worth more than $200 billion. In the other corner is a US forensic research company called Hindenburg Research. Even though they are a young company, Hindenburg has an impressive resume. They are the same organization that exposed Nikola Motors for fraud and brought numerous other companies to their knees. Now they turn to Adani Group. The investigation claims to uncover fraud, stock manipulation, and other crimes on a scale never before seen.
And this really goes straight to the heart of the empire of one of the richest people in the world, and it's having an effect across his different companies.
$6 billion gone in a day. Well, that's hit the world's third richest man, Gautam Adani.
Even a YouTuber has been put in jail. Did Adani Group get away with the biggest scam in business history? And who apparently is at the center of this web of lies and deceit? The richest man in Asia, Gautam Adani. Gautam's ascent to power is the classic Indian rags to riches story. Born into an impoverished family, he had seven siblings and little hope. Despite his circumstances, Gautam overcame adversity through hard work. While his father sold textiles, Gautam studied commerce at Gujarat University. Then he started his own company, Adani Enterprises, which traded metals, textiles, and other things. When India began opening its doors to global trade in the late 20th century, no one was better positioned to benefit than Adani Enterprises. They imported anything and everything, selling goods at a handsome markup. It grew tremendously, demand eventually reaching a point that in 1995 they even got their own port to keep up. Over the years, the Adani Group quietly consumed India and steadily expanded its influence. And their influence started to get dangerously large. Its reach has widened to almost every Indian industry.
Gautam Adani is a very astute businessman, and when you look at his empire today, it spans everything from power generation, coal, gas, renewable energy, grid transformation, ports, and literally almost every industry in India.
Recently, the Adani Group has been investing in numerous green energy projects and have been praised as one of the companies trying to steer India to a greener, cleaner future. Gautam is also a budding philanthropist, committing to donate more than $7 billion to various social causes.
To make a difference in the lives of people and contribute to the growth and building of the nation is far more satisfying and important than being on some wealth ranking or a valuation list. I'm thankful to God that He has given me a great opportunity.
Sounds like the perfect story. Some say too perfect. As Adani Group has risen, so have its critics, and they believe the rags-to-riches story sounds too good to be true. In fact, some have likened Gautam to an oligarch and say that he, alongside Mukesh Ambani, chairman of Reliance Industries, have contributed to crony capitalism in India. People claim that Gautam is able to leverage his close relationships with Prime Minister Modi to secure government contracts and silence critics. Prior to the investigation, there were some hints at a mutually beneficial relationship between Adani Group and Modi, like when in 2018 the Indian government decided to privatize six select airports. The Adani Group, with zero experience running airports, somehow won the rights to all six and just like that have become one of the biggest players in Indian aviation. In August 2022, Adani Group bought 29% of national news broadcaster NDTV. They intentionally did this through a third party, and NDTV put out a statement saying that the deal was done without discussion, consent, or notice. People worry that this kind of influence over national TV could would maybe, just maybe, skew the TV station's independence to one more pro-Modi. Perhaps Gautam has managed to trade metals and minerals for the most valuable commodity there is, political influence. But then the investigation dropped, and it changes everything. Instead of a burning blimp, Hindenburg, the organization that bets against companies professionally, promises an even greater spectacle: the burning of a $200 billion company. But does it deliver? Hindenburg first point at Adani's shaky foundation. 8 key members of the Adani Group are from the Adani family. They also don't have the best reputations. Managing director Rajesh Adani has been arrested at least twice for forgery and tax fraud. Executive Director Vinod Adani has been targeted as the ringleader in a money laundering investigation. Executive Samir Vora has been accused of being the leader of a diamond trading scam. The Adani Group itself, Hindenburg goes on to claim, has been the focus of not one, not two, but 4 government fraud investigations for money laundering, theft and corruption, where allegedly the Adani family created a network of offshore shell companies. Mind you, that Hindenburg claims were stopped or delayed by other branches of the Indian government. I wonder why they would do that. This network of offshore shell companies, owned by close associates of Vinod Adani, have no listed employees, no clear purpose, no contact details, and yet move billions of dollars in and out of Adani Group subsidiaries. Besides laundering money, the alleged purpose of the shell companies was also to manipulate the Adani Group's stock. The DRI, or the Indian equivalent of the FBI, alleged in a 2014 investigation that the Adani Group over-invoiced its imports to siphon money off abroad. Paradoxically, the Adani Group, that has such enthusiasm for media when they are acquiring, seem to hate media when it's used against them. When Paranjoy Takutra, an investigative journalist, started writing articles about how the Adani Group was evading tax, the Adani Group slammed back with a defamation suit, and the journalist would eventually be imprisoned for it. RSF Reporters Without Borders had this to say:
"Everything suggests that the Adani Group is using the Kutch Corp to take its harassment of Paranjoy Takurta to the extremes of persecution."
Apparently, it's a pattern. They allegedly raided an environmental protester's home, took a YouTuber to court, and threatened an Australian documentary company with legal action. To be fair, some argue there is a conflict of interest, that Hindenburg has shorted Adani companies and stands to profit if their share prices drop. At the time of writing, Adani companies have dropped roughly 10% in value in reaction to the news, and Gautam has lost about 12 billion of his personal fortune. To end off, the investigation asks the Adani Group 88 questions. Their response so far: a minute and a half statement.
"The report is a malicious combination of selective misinformation, stale, baseless and discredited allegations that have been tested and rejected by India's highest courts."
Hindenburg responded with this: "One thing's for sure, as the two titans fight and struggle, they'll kick up a lot of dust. But one way or another, when everything settles, the Indian people will see the situation for what it is and finally get what they deserve. The truth." No matter what you believe, the story of Gautam Adani's rapid rise to power is a fascinating one. If you've enjoyed learning about the rise and fall of billionaires and business tycoons, make sure to check out our other biographies, like on the largest dealmaker in the world, Henry Kravis, or on Chamath Palihapitiya.